On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, Season 1, Episode 6. While bringing my daughter home from college yesterday, I told her she either needed to drive or she'd be taking dictation and doing some math problems for me as I worked on this podcast. Clara wanted to know what I was working on. Clara, I need to figure out how to weight the different awards and tasks in Toastmasters so I can put them on a spreadsheet to help people figure out what percentage of their goal they've accomplished. So I'm thinking I need to figure out a percentage of how much does this accrue to being 100% and having your DTM.
Green light. Well, how many categories are there?
7.
You want to do a percentage divided by 7?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to have to do, is weight each award individually and then the tasks within it.
Do I really need to explain to you why dividing a percentage by a 7 is a bad idea?
No, you know that I know that it's a bad idea.
Well, given that 7 is such a culturally significant number, surely you can fit these tasks into some kind of already existing numbered 7 framework, like the Harry Potter novels.
What can I say? She's always brilliant, and this idea is a lot better than a spreadsheet. Spoilers ahead as we consider the DTM as a Harry Potter allegory on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10, Toastmasters International. We're here to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. Getting your DTM should be fun. In that spirit, I present The DTM Journey Compared to the Harry Potter Book Series. Book 1, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry's introduction into the magical world is like our first intro into Toastmasters. As we work on our Competent Communicator Manual, we see meetings and hear speeches and start our own journey. We'll meet the trolls, the scary teachers, the half-giants, and face off with our great nemesis. In our case, the fear of public speaking. Book 2, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Harry's second year at Hogwarts seems as charming, pun intended, as his first. But it was watching another wizard in a duel that taught Harry what he needed to know to win his final battle, just like our meetings. Many Toastmasters barely open their Competent Leadership Manual. In corporate clubs in particular, not all of them, but many, the Competent Leadership Manual is completely ignored. But like the basilisk under the castle, ignore it at your own peril. Failure to work on the CL can freeze you in place in your DTM quest. Book 3, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry's third year introduces new, unexpected challenges, even inside his family. For those who are speeding up their DTM journey, family members often don't get what the Toastmaster is trying to do any more than Harry understands Sirius Black. Giving all those speeches takes up a lot of time. As if giving 10 more speeches with 10 more difficult requirements isn't enough, we may have to face our own werewolves, the resistance of our family, or our own lack of confidence. Cheer up! When working on your Advanced Communicator Bronze, time is on your side. Book 4, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Harry finds himself in an Olympic task. Maybe you're feeling that way as you look at your year's work as a club officer. There are some tasks you must overcome. Officer training sessions, the club's success plan. How will you face your challenges, including trying to present two of the better speaker and successful club speeches without boring your audience to death? It's time to pull out those leadership skills you've been learning and expel those doubts with your Advanced Leadership Bronze. Book 5, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Not everyone believes in Harry in the fifth book of the series. He's under pressure from the new headmistress, who doesn't seem to know how to run a school as much as a torture chamber. No one believes him or his story about the return of he who shall not be named. As area governor, you're supposed to visit each of your clubs at least twice over the year, but I found the job was far more than scheduling a trip across the county. I got calls about problems with clubs. I had to run contests and help arrange makeup trainings. I had deck meetings to attend. You've got the High Performance Leadership Project requirement, a chance to discover your own skills and what you need to develop to be a better leader. Fortunately, the HPL can be done at any time. I had a wonderful division governor, Richard Friedman, who helped me as much as Dumbledore helped Harry. I will freely admit, it was a tough year for Harry, and the Advanced Leadership Silver was a tough award for me to achieve. Book 5, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Harry's back at Hogwarts with two mysteries. How did his enemy, he who shall not be named, come into his powers, and how can he be destroyed? And who owned his textbooks before he did? If you're like me, you picked advanced manuals that were meant to help you in your career and personal life. These two manuals were my most challenging. In retrospect, I could have used a good coach that year, like Harry's book helped him. Book 7, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry's a mature wizard now and spends the year on the run. But there are big tasks that must be done before he is able to defeat Lord Voldemort. Most people don't look ahead to see the two-hour workshop from the Success Leadership or Success Communication series that's on top of the two advanced manuals. We have another big task that can easily trip us up. Mentoring a new member seems so simple, but what if they quit before they finish that third speech? Or if their schedules don't move them along as quickly as you like? This last requirement seems so simple and is so tricky. Yes, RDTM is like Harry killing Lord Voldemort. What? I told you there would be spoilers. With all respect to J.K. Rowling and our illustrious leaders and Toastmasters, yes, this works. And before anyone asks, no, I have no intention of comparing the DTM journey to Game of Thrones. No, just no. While we're talking about young adult literature, November is the start of the high school speech and debate season. We here at Toastmasters work on our public speaking skills, but it's like comparing a walk in the park to boot camp when you see what these teenagers do to master their speech skills. 3 or 4 weekends per month from November to March, these students will prepare, perform, and perfect their speeches at local competitions to go to the state and national tournaments. These local tournaments are scheduled all over the state, and every single one of those tournaments needs good judges. If you can give an evaluation in Toastmasters, you can judge a high school speech and debate tournament. You've already got the skills. Let's give back to our communities. Call your local high schools and ask if they have a speech and debate program where you could volunteer as a judge. One weekend a month will make a difference to that program, to the tournaments, and especially to those competitors. Every single Toastmaster I've taken to a tournament has said they will do it again. Prepare to be amazed and impressed and make that call today. Thanks today to all the Wizards of Words of Toastmasters District 10. You make magic every time you speak. You change worlds with your words and your acts of leadership. To all of you, my greatest respect and appreciation for making Toastmasters a magical place for me to be. If you want that mathematical analysis of the DTM track, well, my math skills are pretty bad, but I do have a form you can use to fill out on the website. You can download it from the DTM track page on our website. Go to onthetablepodcast.com/DTM track, all one word. Our music today is from Incompetech.com, for which I am extremely grateful, as getting the actual Harry Potter theme music would have been killer expensive. You can reach us on our contact page, where we've got a nifty little form for you to fill out, or you can use your own email program with our email address. Meeting is adjourned.